This is WLRH Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Daniel Shanker is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. This November, Daniel has not only grown another year older, he has also become historical.
In an upstairs room that has become home to items of surplus equipment sits a couch we call Big Pink because, as you might guess, it's a large piece of furniture upholstered in a now-faded pink satin material. The couch has wandered around over the years, but it started its career in the 1950s at the home of my maternal grandparents, where I was raised. Back then, it was a deep forest green, and for some reason, we called it a Davenport. I was sitting there one Friday afternoon watching Ed Murphy's Hollywood Matinee on our black-and-white Zenith television. I had just turned 8 and was home from school with a bad cold. I don't remember what the movie was that day. There was a lot of Ma and Pa Kettle and Francis the Mule and Henry Aldrich, but I very clearly recall that about halfway through it was interrupted by a graphic that showed newspapers rolling off a printing press with the word bulletin superimposed. The announcement was cryptic to me. They returned to the movie, but just a few minutes later the local station cut in to a network announcer. I went to the kitchen where my mother was ironing. "What's assassination mean?" I asked her. The assassination of President Kennedy was one of two events in the 20th century that, like the chemicals used in photography, fixed the experience of that moment for everyone who was then living. The other, of course, was Pearl Harbor. The 21st century already has at least one such moment in September 11th. National tragedies have an objective dimension. A ship sinks, a man dies, a war begins. But each one of us experiences the events subjectively on our own, and the quality of the experience is shaped by our place in life, and particularly by how old we are. I was middle-aged when the Twin Towers came down, and not only do I remember it well, but I also immediately understood its larger significance. In 1963, on the other hand, I knew who the president was, and I knew that the Russians were the bad guys, but beyond that, I didn't have much of a handle on politics or international relations, what 8-year-old does. Yet the event seems deeper inside me than does September 11th, because what children might lack in intellectual understanding, they more than make up for in impressionability, and even if I didn't fully appreciate the magnitude of what happened in Dallas, I deeply felt the responses to it of the adults around me. Another curious thing that occurs when you carry into old age the recollection of some cataclysm in your childhood years is that you yourself become a kind of historical artifact to the ever-increasing ranks of the young. The year 1963 does not seem like an impossibly long time ago to me, until I consider that 50 years before 1963 was 1913, when my grandparents were in grade school and Woodrow Wilson was president. If you're lucky enough to keep on living, you will inevitably become one of the diminishing repositories of memory that will amaze younger generations. I could never get over the fact that my grandmother remembered seeing Civil War veterans in their blue caps on Decoration Day. The Civil War, for heaven's sakes. When the college students I teach note the upcoming anniversary of the Kennedy assassination, I'll probably pass on my recollections, and as I do, I expect they'll look at me like a rusty time capsule just dug up out of the earth. This year, November 22nd falls on a Friday again. Maybe at around 12:30 I'll go upstairs and sit on Big Pink exactly where I sat 50 years ago. I'll wonder about the world that might have been had the assassin's bullet missed its mark, and I'll wonder too about the world that has been and what a strange thing it is to be 8 and then one morning wake up and realize that half a century has whizzed by.
Big Pink's golden years are being passed in Lacey Spring, where Daniel Shanker lives with his wife and son. You can hear the Sundial Writer's Corner weekdays at 9:30 during Morning Blend, and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered, and find us at WLRH.org.